This is your LLL Lucky Day Day Day. It's time for the Millennial LLL Minute.
Let's just get this Millennial Minute out of the way.
All right.
So I had Judy and her sister Aki here. And Aki came here from Bellingham. She goes to
Western Washington University
for smoking weed. And that's it.
Is that a major? You can do that.
Yeah. It is now.
All right. Let's I want to hear it. I'm excited. So this is Aki's story.
Yes, I came all the way from Bellingham to tell my story about rogue land tortoise. It was a Monday. And I had the day off. This is really important that it was a Monday because people shouldn't be doing this on a Monday. It's like 3 o'clock and I had been smoking marijuana all day. And I was like, man, you know what? It's time for a pizza. And so I go there, I didn't even say that. I'm like, it's time for pasta.
You get pasta from Domino's?
It was actually pizza. No, was it Domino's? It was Domino's, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was Domino's. Was it Pizza Hut? Okay, I don't know. It was
some, one of those.
This is not the main part of the story.
Yeah, it's not important. Yeah, it's relevant. But I really wanted pasta, and so instead of making it, I decided to call it in and pay, like, a lot of money for pasta. And so it's around like 3:30, and
so good.
I'm sitting on the couch watching TV. It's probably like Futurama or something.
Yes.
I see the delivery gal roll up. She brings me my pasta, all is well. And I sit back down on the couch and I look out the window because I can see the street from the window. And the delivery gal just stops because they have this thing. Our house is called the bridge because there is this wooden bridge walkway to the door, and that's the only way to get to the front door. And so I see her stop at the edge of the walkway, and she bends down, picks something up, and just walks back to the door. And I'm like, I just kind of have this feeling. I'm like, this is going to be interesting. But it's not like I couldn't not answer the door because I'd just gotten, like, pasta from her. So it's not like I could be like, oh, no, I'm not here anymore. And so she walks up. I open the door, and I'm, like, super baked, and I just really want my pasta. And she's holding this tortoise that's the size of, like, her torso. She's like, hey, is this yours? And I'm like, no.
A tortoise?
Just a tortoise.
And just on her front porch?
Just walking around her yard. And the pizza lady was like, no, I'm not having it.
Is this your tortoise?
Yeah, whoa, your tortoise got loose. Hey, did you know your tortoise got loose?
Well, he doesn't get real far.
I got drunk last night.
He's fine. Okay, so she brings him to the door.
So, let's hear what happens after that.
Okay.
She's like, so I don't know what to do with it. And so I was like, I guess I'll take it. And so I kind of take it without thinking. And I'm holding this tortoise. And I realize, oh, my God, I don't like tortoises. And it's really freaking me out because he's huge. He's like 20 pounds easily. And so I'm holding this tortoise and he's freaking out. And I'm freaking out because I just shut the door. And I'm like by myself in my house. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have a tortoise. And I'm really high. And I'm like, and I was just like, I don't know what's going on. And so I call the Whatcom Humane Society and I'm like, hey, so I have a 20-pound tortoise and I don't know what to do with it. And they're like, oh, so do you know if it's indigenous to Bellingham or not? And I'm like, no, I don't know. Like, our tortoise is. Like, I was like trying to explain my story. I was like admitting the obvious part that I was really high. But
when you're not high, that's a weird thing.
Exactly. No, like this entire time I'm like, is this weird or are we just like really stoned? And it was both. But yeah, she just like kept asking me all these questions about the tortoise. And I'm like, lady, you don't understand. This is not my tortoise. If it was my tortoise, I wouldn't be calling you. And so she's like, oh, you know what? Like, you need to call like the Whatcom like special exotic pets. I don't even know. Some shit like that.
Tortoise
I was like,
brigade.
Tortoise brigade. I don't know.
Heard you got a tortoise. We're here to help.
Tortoise Brigade,
ma'am.
It took us a while to get here, but we do quality work. Come on, boys.
Evening, ma'am.
And so I call the other place, and I'm like, hey, so I have this tortoise. They ask me the same questions, and I'm like, I don't even know. And they're like, okay, well, you know what? Like, this is something that's actually more suited for the Whatcom Humane Society. And at this point, it'd been like, I had this tortoise for like 40 minutes. It was freaking out. I moved it to my roommate's bathtub because it started shitting everywhere because it was so freaked out. And so it's like like shitting in the bathtub. Yeah. I'm panicking.
Okay.
Let's get down to the business.
You put it in the roommate's bathtub? Look, what's wrong with your bathtub?
Like, it's shitting this white powder everywhere.
So oh. I'm putting it in...
Spoiler alert again.
I'm putting it in somebody else's bathtub. Like, I put it in my roommate's bathtub.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It made perfect sense to me. I was like, of course you did. Why would you put it in your own? That'd be dumb.
But I also have to say that these agencies that she's calling...
Yeah.
Like... I understand that, like, they need certain information for their, like, little piece of paper they have to fill out when someone calls or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, they don't have... Why don't they just listen to somebody's story instead of, like, bombarding you with, like, what kind... Does it eat tadpoles or does it eat dandelions?
Question
like,
number 47. Right,
like, I don't fucking know. The pizza lady came to my house and gave me a pizza, and then, like, a second later when I sat down on the couch, she rang the doorbell again, and I showed up at the door, and she gave me a tortoise, and now I have a fucking tortoise in my house. I was trying to eat lunch.
Yeah, and pasta.
And, that's what kind of tortoise it is. So, can I just put this back out in my yard? And continue watching Futurama?
And smoking copious amounts of weed, obviously.
Or... does this tortoise need some other sort of special care?
Because I'm like, oh my god, like, this is a crack tortoise because it was pooping out a white substance, which I will get back to. Oh. I know, right? I will get back to that. But I'm like, I don't even know what's going on anymore. My pasta is getting cold. There's a tortoise shitting in my tub. I think it may be a drug turtle.
Not your tub.
Yeah. Editor's note.
You know, I'm not getting the answers I need from anywhere I'm at.
For
so
sure.
I call this, like, exotic animal place. They tell me, you know what, you need to talk to the Whatcom Humane Society. And I'm like, uh-uh. No, I just got off the phone with them. I was on the phone with them for 30 minutes. Like, you need to take care of this. I am not keeping this tortoise in my house. And they're like, oh, I mean, I guess we can have someone come and pick it up in, like, an hour. And I'm like, no. No, I want this thing out. And by this time, I'm, like, coming down from my high. And so you know how it is. Like, when you're coming down from your high and you're like, whoa! Anyway. Now I have this, like, panicked tortoise in my bathtub. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to drive up. So I call one of my best friends, Katie, and I'm like, she'll be supportive. She's going to know what to do. I call her and I'm like, Katie, I have a tortoise. I need your help.
That's called a roll dog. That's called a roll dog. When you got the friend that you can call if you have a tortoise and it's got to be delivered. And you just call me like, I got this tortoise. We got to roll.
We got to roll.
She's entirely unhelpful, is laughing at me the entire time I'm on the phone, and she does end up helping me out, and we end up driving with her. We take this tortoise, it's like 40 minutes away from my house, it's like halfway up Mount Baker Highway, I'm like, this is bullshit. And like, at the very end of my day, I looked at my pasta, I'm like, I don't want this anymore, and I just tossed it.
Wow.
So, that was part one.
So what happened to the crack?
Oh, it comes back.
Oh, there's more about the crack.
Okay. Yeah, it comes back around. She's a good storyteller.
Okay.
That was part one.
What happened to the tortoise?
That was part one.
No, she does say part one. All right.
This is a mini series.
All right, so for episode two, or part two.
Yeah, part two. I think it's still episode one, but part two.
Okay.
Yeah, it tasted tortoise pasta. No, it was not good. It was, tasted like sadness and disappointment. Tasted like confusion. So a couple, this was maybe like a week or two later, we had a kitten at this point, and I didn't want to leave him alone because he was really small, and I just kind of brought him around with me and told everyone that he was my therapy pet, because legally they're not allowed to ask you once you say it's a service animal.
Yeah, they can't be like, show me your papers.
Yeah, they can't do that. Yeah. So I just, like, kept him in my purse, and so I was taking the long way home, and I walked by this house, and the house is called Cosmic Wonderland. And there are just a ton of people, and I'm, like, holding my kitten, and they're like, is that a cat? And I'm like, yeah! And I was high, also, at this time. So I want to throw that in there. And so I'm walking back with this kitten and all these people. They're very different. They're like people my age, like in their 20s. And then there's this one really old dude who looks like a hippie Ozzy Osbourne. He's got like the long hair and like the bandana, the long beard, and those,
what?
You know, those purple like circle sunglasses.
Wait a minute.
Is that a cat? Is that a pussycat?
So who's this fucking creepy Wooderson that's
hanging out on the street? Hey, it's cool, kids, man. You guys want to party?
Dude, like, okay, like, there should be, like, a rule, like, in a college town where, like, you can't do that. Because it's just, like, shooting fish in a barrel.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
That's goaltending.
Goaltending, dude. That is goaltending.
And he's like, hey, I have a pet, too. It's a tortoise. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, No. And so he, like, walks in. He brings his tortoise out. It is the same tortoise who showed up at my door not a week before. And he's like, yeah, this tortoise, his name is Worthy. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Worthy.
That tortoise was in my house. And he's like, oh, that was you?
What?
And so we get to talking. And he's like, oh, yeah, by the way. There's this music festival. It's called Worthy Fest, and I'm like, as in like the tortoise. He's like, yeah, there's like a music festival dedicated to him.
Did you hear that?
So the mascot for the music festival like escaped.
Yeah, I was just following the pizza lady around.
She had like a brightly colored car, or what? You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, she had pizza, man. You don't think they're putting that thing in a box and just smoking it out? Fucking Worthy. For the fucking music festival, dude, they're all just blow through the tube, bro. It's for Worthy, man.
The turtle's just like, man, I don't even like this fucking music. What is this? I like fucking Lawrence Welk and shit. Like, I'm old, man.
Yeah, I'm old. I'm a
fucking tortoise. So this fucking creepazoid lost his tortoise then?
Yeah.
And she found it.
The pizza lady found it.
Well, right.
Gave it to her.
This pizza lady, we gotta hunt her down.
She was the smart one in this whole story. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. What's your secret?
She's like, here's a tortoise. Later.
Gotta go.
He's been following me all fucking day. Every time I stop, he's there.
You're like, how the fuck did you get here so fast?
All right, let's hear more, though. All right. Let's hear more of what.
Yeah, I want to hear the end of this story.
And so it's this... actually a pretty substantial EDM festival. I didn't know any of the people. They had names like Pickle Dick, and actually that's the only one I can remember.
Because it's called Pickle Dick.
Yeah, because it's called Pickle Dick.
Pickle Dick
and
sticks.
So, yeah, he like hands me this poster, and I look down. Tickets are like $40 a pop, and I'm like, this is some serious shit. Like, Worthy Fest.
Worthy Fest.
I haven't Facebooked it, but I should Facebook that shit and like pull it up sometime.
Wasn't he like, you guys get in free?
Yeah, he was like,
hell yeah, you do.
Yeah, hell yeah. He was like, you and your roommates can get in for free, and I was like, yes. I didn't end up taking him up on the offer, which I'm pretty much regretting right now, but that happened. Oh, and on a follow-up on the crack tortoise, I found out one of my friends is a marine bio major. She said that tortoises actually poop out white powder, and I'm like, that's weirdly specific. So that's a wrap-up, too. But
anyway,
wasn't
crack?
Yeah, it wasn't crack. I thought for sure it was crack, and
that's how they make crack into
like
cocaine.
Just scare it to a turtle.
Make a tourist panic. Yeah. feed it the coca leaves and then make it like freak it out and it poops out cocaine.
Warehouse is full. It's sad.
Yeah. Oh man, it's like a tortoise.
Crack
tortoises.
That story is awesome.
I was 100% sure that it was a drug tortoise. I'm like, there are drugs. I like, if I wasn't so scared of it, I would have like tried to, I don't know, is the shell attached to the tortoise? I would have like investigated further.
Shake it out.
Yeah, just like,
yeah,
where are your
where's
drugs?
Your sharp where's your sharp box?
Yeah. I don't see the Ziploc.
Full tortoise cavity search.
No, seriously. Oh man, it was
a
weird
roller coaster of a story.
I love
it.
It's out of control.
I did have a run in with him another time though. He was in the middle of the road and I had to rescue him and take him back to his home.
Dude. So that dude needs to get his tortoise taken away.
Yeah, because this tortoise obviously does not want to live at the fucking Cosmic Wonderland house.
Dude,
and
he just
fucking
keeps digging under the fence.
Be the mascot for their EDM festival. I feel like tortoises would be more like I was saying earlier. They'd be more into, you know, some Sinatra, some Dino.
Yeah,
you know,
totally. Yeah. They're playing. There's a.
Yeah.
He's all, look, be a lady.
Exactly, dude. Now, the thing I would have done, though.
What's that?
You know, after the first runaround with the Humane Society, I may have called the other number they gave me, and then when they gave me the runaround,
yeah,
I probably just would have, like, you know, grabbed some kind of a container, laundry basket, cooler, something.
Oh, and just dropped off at the door.
I would have just took it right back to the Pizza Hut.
Oh, be like, hey, you dropped your tortoise.
You left your tortoise at my house.
Remember that? Remember when you asked me if I had a tortoise? I said no, and you gave it to me.
I said no. So yeah. Here it is back.
Yeah.
You should listen when people talk, and I'm gonna require you to wash and return that laundry basket.
Oh, damn it! I thought you were throwing that in. I was like, that was a good deal. Well, let's wrap this up, and okay. I'll put the. So that was the first millennial minute, and it sounded like it.
It sure did. I think it was successful. It was a very good story.
Well, thanks to Aki, and thanks to Yudi for getting Aki.
Yes. Yeah, for sure, because I'm glad I heard that story.
Thanks for listening to Millennials for no reason, and stay alive.